Skiing's long been an expensive sport. It's not uncommon for a lift ticket to set you back upwards of $200 a day. While the price of day passes has been rising, the industry has been embracing new multi-resort season passes that are cheaper than ever. They've proven to be popular, but also controversial, as Ben Bergman reports.
On a recent 50-degree bluebird day at Big Bear Mountain outside Los Angeles, skiers in short sleeves flew down the mountain. Then it was time to party at the base with loud music, beer, and bragging about how many days they've skied. Here's Daniela Gogatz.
At least over 10.
Impressive until you talk to Ken Ryan. For him, this is
day 31.
Ryan is able to afford to ski for a month because he bought something called the Icon Pass, which was just introduced this season. It's priced starting at around $600 and includes access to dozens of resorts, including some of the most famous mountains in the world.
It's cost me about, so far, $20 a day or less at this point.
Icon and its main competitor, Epic, have made it possible to ski for an entire season for what you could spend on a three-day lift ticket, as long as you commit early. What's wrong with that? Well, plenty, according to some locals who complain the passes are destroying the character of their beloved mountains. Matt Madick lives in Carbondale, Colorado, right outside Aspen.
We're seeing longer lift lines, more people on the hill. But whenever you're waiting in one of those lines, you'll always hear some local quip about, you know, the Icon pass holders.
Not only because they make it too crowded, but also that they're in over their heads on the mountain. In short, they don't deserve to be skiing Aspen's pristine powder. And there's been even more hostility in Jackson Hole. When Joe Cassie of New Jersey visited recently, he encountered a local who griped about Icon pass holders not spending enough at local restaurants for being cheap.
I'm not too sure why he would have saw that as a negative, because I think everybody should be trying to save money.
Cassia's girlfriend usually proudly displays her Icon pass in her helmet at Jackson Hole.
I even told her, I was like, oh, you might want to put that in your pocket here, because it just didn't feel 100% welcome.
Resorts, on the other hand, are embracing the passes. Taylor Middleton, the head of Big Sky Resort in Montana, penned an open editorial to local residents ordering them to be nicer.
There's a little heat in the community.
In fact, Icon pass holders only account for a small increase in the number of visitors. The biggest reason for the crowds? Well, according to Middleton, it's this year's great snow.
I think the Icon pass is somewhat unfairly blamed by some.
Like it or not, the pass is here to stay, says its chief marketer, Eric Forsell of Alterra.
We definitely launched with the idea of disrupting, in a positive way, the ski industry, and we did.
Forsell says resorts like locking in guaranteed revenue in case of a bad snow year. Next season's pass just went on sale, and one skier from Salt Lake City commented on the Facebook announcement, "You have ruined skiing. Please stop." For NPR News, I'm Ben Bergman.